We still have 14 more days of summer, but not long after that, a lot of Wisconsin will already be in peak leaf. You know the drill. Rich, vibrant fall foliage, ruby reds, pumpkin oranges, mustard yellows. Thanks to producer Tim Peterson for the poetical imagery there. And the state has a pretty sophisticated system for predicting and monitoring the changes in each county called the Fall Color Report. The report just went online recently. Tourism Secretary-designee Sarah Meany joins us now with more on the Fall Color Report. Secretary Meany, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm so happy to be talking about fall and the beautiful colors in Wisconsin.
Now, before we get to those colors and the website where we can find them, how big a deal is leaf tourism here in the state?
Oh, well, you know, one of the things that people definitely know about our four seasons is that with it comes the incredible bounty of color that comes along with fall. So while we all love to get outside four seasons, fall is definitely one of the biggest feasts for the eyes in Wisconsin and in the upper Midwest.
Now tell us about the Fall Color Report website. There's a lot of information there.
Oh, absolutely. So this is something that we have found to be one of the most popular uses of the TravelWisconsin.com website overall. The Fall Color Report itself is really important because we know fall is a really short season in Wisconsin. It happens really quickly. And what people want to be able to do is tap into where they can see the best colors, how far away it might be for them, what kind of planning they can do in advance when we're trying to predict things that are kind of unpredictable. Mother Nature has taught us that over the years, right? But what we're able to do is we have 100 fall color reporters, actual people throughout the state who give us updates every day for all 72 counties around the state. And so what that means is people can stay up to date on when the colors are about to peak, when they're hitting their end, and when people can expect within days of, you know, the best time to visit.
Now, those reporters are giving us the latest, the current info, but the site also has predictions, the best guess of when things are going to be are going to peak. Most of the state, that's we're talking about October there. How do we make that kind of prediction?
Well, it is tough. You know, I am certainly not an arborist or forestry specialist, but, you know, the nature of fall color has everything to do with water and sugar content in the leaves and amount of sunshine and temperature fluctuation. And so all those things are pretty tough to predict, but there are people much smarter than I am on those categories that help us make some of those predictions in order to say, all right, so things are starting to get a touch of yellow or a touch of, you know, pink over here. We anticipate that in the next coming days, it'll start to really, really bloom in terms of color. So the best we can do, of course, is give everyone an up-to-date, virtually live view into what's going on a specific day so people can guess that if they can get there in a few days, they're still going to see some of the best sites and vistas.
And I saw on the website there are some teaser videos. I watched the one for Tim's Hill, giving us a taste of what things look like at peak color. It's awful tempting to try to plan around those videos.
Right. It's like a feast for the eyes, right? So it's a little bit like watching a cooking show, and you just can't wait to make that meal for yourself. The same thing with some of our videos. They're as tempting as they are because the beauty really is that extreme. So some of the best places to go see true, you know, large vistas. The one that you just mentioned, of course, is really great. But, you know, we have a lot of wonderful hikes where people can see that. We have so many beautiful state parks all over the state. And again, TravelWisconsin.com is a great place to start planning your trip. If what you do is start with the Fall Color Report and try to figure out where else you want to stop along the way, whether it's stop for a great local meal or one of the local breweries or maybe a roadside attraction along the way.
Now, I know the Fall Color Report online has changed a lot over the years since I first started looking at it. I seem to remember maybe all caps text or just, you know, just text over the years, and it gets fancier. What are some of the newest wrinkles in the works?
I'm really pleased to report that our friends at the Department of Natural Resources also like it so much and are so happy with it that they've brought it to the front page of their website as well. I think we're all in it together. making sure that wherever people are looking for that information, they can find the best and most up-to-date. So, but before the interactive map itself was created, there were weekly reports that were sent out by the department that would note the progression of color throughout the state. And again, we use the eyes of volunteer fall color reporters at the time. And then in 2003, there was an interactive report that you see today. So the report itself gets better and better as technology continues to evolve and get more sophisticated. But the core info is the same. Basically, the goal is to let people know when and where they can find peak fall color in Wisconsin, and frankly, give visitors from all over the country and all over the world a reason to choose Wisconsin as a fall travel destination, instead of maybe some of the other areas around the country. So it really is easier to navigate the pages than it used to be, and it's a cleaner appearance, easier to find the information. It also tells you and integrates temperature conditions and weather forecasts, so it can give you a great idea and reduce the number of excuses to not going out and see the colors. And you can also connect where you're going to other activities and events. So you'll see icons, kind of activity icons associated with each of those destinations that connect to nearby events, things to do, places to stay, dining options. So it's really a fully integrated resource into that map based on fall color reporting.
We mentioned Tim's Hill already. Any other favorite spots for you or the staff there?
Well, so I've always really loved going to Holy Hill near Hubertus. The higher you can get, the more of the color you can see. So up at the top of that peak, of course, is a gorgeous shrine. But at the same time, there's also, you know, towers you can climb at a lot of different state parks. Certainly, if you're willing to take on, you know, quite a few steps, you'll be paid off with an incredible view.
And what makes looking at the changing leaves in Wisconsin such a great experience in your view?
Well, I mean, I don't know about you, but I, you know, the beauty of nature is so inspiring. I think it lets us step outside of the hustle and bustle every day and just remark at what a beautiful world we have and a beautiful state we have. I think it helps us ground ourselves in some more simplistic ways to spend our time. I always like the fall to get my family outside and go for a hike and get fresh air and spend time together and have conversations about things that are real and not just things that are on a screen. So again, it connects us to each other and it connects us to, you know, this gorgeous state that we call home. And I think that probably makes us better neighbors to each other as well.
Secretary Meany, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Meany, the Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Designee. We talked to her about the state's fall color report for this year and how, where, and when to find the best foliage around Wisconsin in the month and a half to come.